Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
January 29th, Cigs and Sea Rats. We are no longer the FNGs. New guys.
Do I want to know what the F is, or do I know?
No, you don't want to know.
Okay, then I know.
Those who have served will know.
Ooh, they'll know.
Anyhow, we're no longer the FNGs, and there are primarily two reasons. A new batch of sailors has arrived from Mare Island to replace some of the original boat crews like we did. They are the members of the class who started training after we did. That is one reason, and there is another. We have been in enough firefights to have lost our original virginity. I am starting to lose track of how many firefights have occurred. Part of losing track is how to decide if a firefight has even happened. Certainly, a sniper firing one shot is not a firefight. But I'm not sure how to consider several snipers firing several rounds each, and we return fire with everything we've got. I am sure those VC think they have been in a firefight, so maybe we have too. After many of the firefights, we have gathered as a crew to brew and drink a cup of instant coffee that we get from our sea rat meals. We also like to enjoy a cigarette that comes from the meal packets. Cheryl, you didn't ask about the sea rats.
I know what sea rats are
now.
Oh,
you know what sea rats are.
But here's what floors me.
What?
They're giving you the cigarettes. It's the cancer sticks. They're just giving them out. But I do think about back in the day, that was just a very social thing. You know, I watched the I Love Lucy shows. And it
was a very social thing.
It was just a social thing that, you know, as far as the addictive properties of it.
Apparently it wasn't addictive, and secondhand smoke didn't exist back in those days.
Oh, yeah, right,
so
exactly.
It wasn't a problem.
But yeah, it's provided for you, which I'm sure, especially under those circumstances, to have a cigarette, to, you know, that just is relaxing and some downtime, you know, because it is a nerve thing.
It does calm you down.
Anxiety. Not that I'm recommending it, but especially under those circumstances, you almost need all the help you can get.
I don't recall anybody not smoking. I'm sure there were one or two here and there, but.
Well, and then I think about, you know, what the life expectancy was, what the survival rate was, and you're not thinking, okay, I'm going to die from.
Yeah, this cigarette's not going to kill
lung cancer,
right now.
Exactly.
All right, back to the writing. Now, there are 12 meals in each case of combat rations. Some of our rations are so old, they have dates going back to the Korean War. Each meal comes in a box with several cans of food, and there is a little packet that has a spoon, a napkin, toilet paper, chewing gum, and a packet of four cigarettes. As a boat crew, we also get packages from the Red Cross that includes a carton of cigarettes. We don't need to buy cigarettes because
the American Red Cross is sending a carton. Okay, that's just...
Yes.
I mean, we know now, but we...
Yes.
Okay, go on.
They had... there was a name for the box, and now I can't remember what it was, but it was just a box of goodies.
Okay.
A box, let's call it a foot by foot by foot, or maybe a foot by foot by 2 feet. And there would be and we'd get them fairly regularly. Uh-huh. And there'd be candy in it and stationery and whatever, but there's always a carton of cigarettes in it, too.
You know, social.
Yeah.
Social time.
We don't need to buy cigarettes because how many can we generate from sea rats and Red Cross packages? When we came aboard Tango 91-4, three cases of sea rats would easily last a whole day for our food supply. Now we are using at least two cases per meal, And some of the crews who have been here for a while use a case per man per mill. I'm sure in time we will be the same way. While enjoying our smoke and C4 brewed coffee, we have started having a rather unusual activity. This activity is sort of based on the water survival swimming we learned at Mare Island. None of us liked the idea of not being able to get the enjoyment of a cigarette. What happens if you lose your hand and there's no one around to help you with getting a cigarette out of a pack and getting it lit? So, we practice pulling a fresh, unopened pack and a book of matches from any given pocket and getting a cigarette lit with only the left or the right hand. We are starting to get pretty good at doing it and can even compete against each other. There must be a better way to make a living.
I don't know. That sounds pretty great.
It actually was a lot of fun. Very competitive.
Well, it is. But you think about, you know, passing some time, but that's pretty productive because you do figure, you know, how many lost limbs, lost their right hand. They're right-handed. Okay, now what? Practicing things with your left hand, you're going to be set.
Yeah. Yeah, at least you'd be able to get a cigarette.
Right? To help calm
and
the nerves.
And we're talking the little matches that you open up.
Oh, the match book?
Yeah, which are very hard to light. When you think about trying to get a match out of it and get it lit with one hand,
right,
is not easy.
Nope.
So.
I'm just trying to imagine it. And yeah. I mean, just trying to catch a ball with a left hand.
I'll let you know. There are some relatives that know how to do it.
Did you teach them?
No, I wouldn't.
I don't believe you.
I might have given them instructions on how it can be done, but I'm not sure that I taught them.
I just kind of planted a seed, planted an idea, and they're like, oh, I think I could probably try to do that.
They were impressed with themselves when they accomplished it.
I bet they were. As you guys probably were.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, to compete.
It was heavy-duty competition, full speed ahead. And you think about even these days, a pack of cigarettes, to get a pack open with one hand from, let's say you're right-handed, you're using your left, and the cigarettes and the matches are in the right cargo pant pocket.
It's a bit of a burden.
It's a task. What a way to spend time.
Mm-hmm. You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center.